It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time and time for Tom and Shane, No Business in Politics. Our topic today, we want to talk about the danger of woke pronouns, the verbal destruction of the American language. Shane, tilt your camera because you're down in the, There you are. come up a little higher so we can see that smiling face of yours. There you go. Yeah. Excellent. Looking good. All right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, pronouns, Shane. This is something I don't know. It's out of control, in my opinion.
Oh, it is. And the remarkable thing is how fast it happened. I mean, it started in the U.S. basically. Lisa Ray Shoup. She was a retired U.S. Army soldier, and in 2016. And she became the first person in the United States to obtain legal recognition of a non-binary gender. So in 2019, she released a statement explaining that she'd returned to her male birth sex. And so that's where it started. And then the woke movement got a hold of it because of the gay community. I mean, your country's made up of minorities.
Yeah,
large ones, small ones, and it's the rule of the majority and the rights of the minorities. And we've seen what minority groups in your country can accomplish with abortion and the gay community. And they do this because they generate so much money from the government and benefits, you know, treats, ticks. And especially when, you know, every 10 years when you do your census. So, you know, the gay community has stepped on this and other things like what they're teaching children in school to increase their minority, make it larger, get more people in the tent. And so they press it. And regrettably, your society, unless they keep track of it and put a stop to it, it just continues and expands with, you know, social networking and news and the news cycle. I mean, it's gotten so bad. You know, to this day, there's, 78 proper gender pronouns, U.S. English language. You know, no other country really follows this, you know, just yours.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's so stupid. Yeah, I looked up, there's 68 common ones, I guess, that I'm supposed to remember. I can't insult these people by calling them anything other than what they want to be called. Which, you know, is when you think about it, Shane, you know, identifying as something, you know, I can't identify as 20 as much as I'd like to, you know, but that ain't going to happen. I can't identify as another race. So I don't see, you know, if I were to do those things, if I were to go on the radio this coming Saturday and announce that I'm coming out as a woman, the phones would light up. People would be calling, way to go, Tom. You're so brave to do this. What a guy. You know, that's wonderful. We support you wholeheartedly. But if I came out and said I'm going to identify as a one-legged 300-pound Samoan woman, they'd send the white coats down to talk to me because that just wouldn't compute. And all this is, all these pronouns, all these things are nothing more than a way to be accepted. You know, if I can't be accepted in this group, I'll be accepted over here. You know, and that's all it is. And if you don't accept me, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a lowlife, you're a scumbag, you're the worst possible person ever. So, and the fact that we actually go along with this and buy into it and accept it to the point where people are fired from their jobs or they're arrested in some, you know, some venues. This is getting to the point where it's really becoming just the emperor has no clothes on steroids.
Perfect analogy. And we should get into that. But I just want to make an observation. You know, we live in the 21st century, we live in the, you know, the main guard of the world, you know, and most of the world is too busy trying to find a meal or a place to sleep or water to drink. This isn't even relevant except to anybody in the first world.
Yeah.
The other sad reality of this is they want it to infect everything. Our politics, our military, our lives, our business, our personal lives, our children's lives. So it's an effort to engage every aspect of our society, our civilization in the first world, into a constant state of confusion. You know, we live and we die. People die every day. Some people know when they're going to die and how they're going to die. Some people know what they're going to die of. But, you know, when the media makes a story out of a single incident with the number of terrible deaths that are occurring, no one in the woke wants to make an issue of it. So they do the same thing here. And that's why this whole concept is woe beyond me. You know, Ted Cruz was great because, you know, in July of 22, when he first was asked about this, the senator from Texas, he introduced himself at a press conference by saying his pronoun is kiss my ass to push back against woke college campuses. So
yeah, that's what I thought. Well, even LinkedIn, Shane, you gotta list a pronoun on LinkedIn. I don't know. It's Wendy identifies with everything. She's here. She's got it all.
She has it covered.
She's got it covered. Yeah. Thanks, Wendy, for joining us. We really appreciate it. But well, the other thing too, Shane, is we've got alternative pronouns. Z and here, they replace Z replaces he and she, and his and hers is replaced by here. Isn't that the same thing? Isn't that being black and tan? I don't want to be called black, so I'll just be called tan then, or whatever. But I mean, we make up these stupid words, and if you don't use those words properly, then you're out of luck. It's a common misconception that there are only two genders, male and female. Well, that's sex. I don't know if it's gender or not, but it's certainly sex. But science proves there's actually more. I don't believe science has proved anything anything at all. Contrary to sex, gender isn't binary, it's fluid. So what that means is that biology goes out the window and your personal preference for whoever you want to be or are comes into play. And I'm supposed to buy into that. And, you know, it's ridiculous to do that, in my opinion.
Well, the line between stupid and ridiculous is widened with this.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you an example is the same minorities that were successful with abortion. You know, rule of science rules, women mm-hmm. have a choice, but mm-hmm. none of them want to accept science's opinion of the child in the womb. Mm-hmm. When does life begin? Does it begin at conception? Well, how much does a baby have to grow before anyone wants to admit that it's alive in the womb? It's a person.
Yeah.
Well, the minute that someone steps up and says it is, and everyone's tried, they'll continue with this ideology that murder is okay. Murder of an innocent human being in the womb is okay. Mm-hmm. So this is where the woke is pushing this. It's mm-hmm. sort of the same context. You're ghouly, you're gruel, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're like racist or a bigot or whatever. Oh, gender pronoun they can use to mm-hmm. describe you.
Yeah.
Because you don't think this is a value. Well, it isn't a value. It is a way to garner politics, represent yourself as a important voting bloc, try to expand that voting bloc as much as you can to have more influence. Because what's the gain?
Yeah.
Where's the gain? Tell me what the gain is in misappropriating a language. Now, keep in mind, this language has been developed by the first world, particularly us, as the principal language of the world. All airline industry people, all, have to speak English. You know, all pilots, all the people, everyone that works in the towers, you know, the administration, it's all English. Mm-hmm. It's not Chinese. It's not French. The French tried to compete, you know, 100 years ago with English for it, but weren't successful. So, you know, here we are. We're back at now they're trying to redefine it as, you know, some guy in the tower going, where that airplane, where there you landed, you know, like, I mean, the confusion this is creating for people is redundant. Mm-hmm. It's just a redundant confusion, which is intended to happen. Now, the Emperor's New Clothes is a great analogy. Mm. I mean, it's a Hans Christian tale. And, you know, it was written in the 1800s. It was probably 7th of April, 1837. And it's about a king who ruled a kingdom and always appeared in public naked. That's it. So everybody referred to him as the emperor has no clothes. And, you know, it's it's adapted as an analogy for things like this, meaning how ridiculous is it that an emperor would walk around with no clothes? As in, how ridiculous is this wokeism to creating gender identities for people to have to ascribe to? It's an unimportant issue, but very political. It's incredibly political.
Yeah. Well, the emperor has no clothes. The people accepted the fact he was dressed. That was the situation with that tale. Everybody said, oh, he's dressed. He's not naked. He's dressed. And they all accepted that until a little boy said, he ain't got any clothes on.
That was, and
everybody's going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Who could say that? Who could insult the emperor that way? Oh my God, of course he's dressed. What's wrong with this kid?
And that's right. The whole concept of the story was he was naked. But everybody in the court said he was dressed. In their mind, what they saw, he was dressed. Mm-hmm. And it's only, you know, the wisdom of a child that would wake everybody up to a reality.
I would bode
a wager that this generation of the millennials and the Y and Z generations are going to reject this. This is another thing like COVID and those that were affected by it. They're going to remember this when they grow older and they get into their 20s and 30s. This is not something they're going to forget. Because it affects their lives. Yeah. You know, it affects their education. It affects their job. So the important parts of your life, you know, your personal, your professional, your social, and, of course, your secret life, all come into play in this. That's why this is it's such a demeaning sort of discussion. To have with children that are learning the language. I don't know how they're doing it in China, Chinese or Portugal. I mean, Portugal's tough. I mean, it's most difficult language in the world, as you know.
Yeah. Well, Wendy says the latest they want to kill a baby under 2 months old, and we're not really here to talk about abortion, but it sort of plays into that a little bit. And good morning, Linda's back with us. Thanks, Linda, for coming back.
Nice to see you've recovered, Linda. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, you're being better.
With us. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy to have you back. Yeah. Well, the other things we've got to talk about, Shane, most states have some law about sexual orientation and sexual identity. But as we said before, these things are mental concepts. They're not biology. They're, it's how someone thinks they are. And, you know, I'm supposed to accept that. If you're clearly a man and, you know, I'm supposed to accept that you're a woman or vice versa, you know, or I'm supposed to say, okay, hooray, the guy who swims is a male but identifies as a female, so he's in the top rung. As I said, you go where you're accepted. And if you can't excel in one area, here's an area I can excel in. I'll just be transgender and I'll go swim with the women and I'll be the top swimmer of the world. And I know you've said time and time again, well, why don't transgenders just form their own swimming team? But you'd have men and women, transgenders, together again. So how does that work? You know, you only have the transgender men competing against other transgender men and transgender women against transgender women, I guess. So you'd have to have two separate classes. And you'd have to have a class for the people who don't identify as anything. You know, I have no gender at all.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, you know, don't call me a man. Don't call me a woman. Don't call me anything. You know, I'm just a nothing. You know, I got no gender at all. And, you know, I'm fluid. Or some days I'm a man, some days I'm a woman. You know, I tell her I feel when I get up in the morning. You know, it's. That's what it is. And we're stupid enough to buy into this, Shane. And, you know, I know I'm offending some people and, you know, that's too bad. It's too bad, you know, that you feel that way.
I don't think you're offending anyone.
Well,
in fact, I think those that fall into this group and expect everyone to accept it are offending us. They're offending my gender. You know, my gender's mine. I don't have to declare it. When I walk into a room, everyone goes, oh, look, there's a guy.
Yeah.
You know, this is not fool's gold. They want to make it look like it is.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the one of the most elite sports in the world is stadium competition and cross-country competition and jumping with horses. Excuse me, jumping with horses. I know a lot about it. My daughter was in it from the time she was 10 till this day. And men and women compete equally. So there's no guideline that says men and women can't compete equally in sports. Yeah. All right, because there are sports that this does occur. But it's pretty
NASCAR. NASCAR.
So, yeah, and there
and pool and bowling.
So to cross. And pool and bowling, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So for people to want to cross it over, you have to look at it and what's the reasoning? Like, what's the end game?
The end game is I can be a top swimmer if I compete only against women. That's the game.
Well, no, that's the side game. The big game is the political game, is my point. Because that's just shameless, because politicians don't want to stand up to it and do something about it. But, you know, thank goodness we live in a free society, a free choice, and we provide protection for minorities and the majority rules. The problem is that, as I've said before, and I'll say in this instant, when the morality of a society is based on rules, and when there are no morals, and we only base the society on rules, everything's acceptable. So this is a moral issue, and this is morally wrong.
Yeah.
Doing this, claiming this is morally wrong. People have no certain or defined morals to go along with this. So it's they want to make it acceptable. Well, I'm sorry, it's not acceptable.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, as a person, to me, as my gender, as I am, it's not acceptable. It's morally inept. It's just corrupt.
On June 24, 2021, the Gender Recognition Act was signed into law, allowing New Yorkers to select M, F, or X gender markers on New York State-issued driver's licenses, state IDs, and their birth certificate. Shane, you could be whatever you want. You could be an X on your birth certificate. So when they jail you, where do they put you? Where do they put the X people in jail? They have a different wing?
This becomes a whole issue because now, under the guise of, oh, we have to make this an applicable situation to people that are under the care of the government, like in mental homes or in, you know, institutions like prison. And people can claim that, you know, their gender's changed and the government should pay for the cost of making that transition.
Yeah.
So it falls from an extreme of that to the bottom extreme, where a guy walks into prison and says, I identify as a woman, I want to be moved to a woman's prison.
Yeah.
So again, once again, it's immoral.
Yeah.
First of all, people in prison aren't supposed to have any rights. That's why they've given them up.
And it's not safe either.
That's right. So why are we giving them medical and personal rights that are just morally wrong?
Yeah.
Again, you know, these are the continued issues that...
Shane, I feel offended. I have YouTube banter about something that doesn't exist or shouldn't. well, it does exist. Unfortunately, that's where we're talking about it, and it shouldn't exist. I would agree with that. And Shane, even in Canada, they passed Bill C-16, the Canadian Human Rights Act.
That's right.
Has explicitly, I'll get it in a minute, prohibited discrimination based on gender identity and gender expression. And again, gender identity and gender expressions are in your brain. They're not in science, anywhere in science. So,
remember, this began again with this woke issue and identity, gender appropriation. That started enhancing it. Well, you can't identify as an Indian if you're not.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes, you can now. Now I can.
Oh, sure.
Now I can say, hey, I'm an Indian because somewhere I think. But again, science is denied. In the 20th century, we understood our structure of our DNA. Men won Nobel Prizes for it. And then President Clinton had it... defined. We wanted to break. Yeah. Well, we found it's a bunch of X and O.
Yeah.
But within it, we find specific things that we can maybe change so we don't have certain, diseases or prevent them. Again, it's getting back to that. How do we become more godlike, or godless? And this is another step in that direction. And Bruce is right. I mean, it's society that has to decide this, in the last election, I was completely confused by because of what's going on in education in your country with young children.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have thought Mama Bear would have said, no, we're not going to do it.
No, we're not going to buy it.
They did locally. So, a very large majority of school boards were, switched out basically and moved away from this type of entrenchment by that minority, because that's how they start at the bottom and work to the top. They don't start at the top. It's not like they're going to start a third party.
Yeah, I know.
Calling it the gender party.
I'm sure there'll be a gender party one of these days, probably, but there are different. There are many different gender identities: male, female, transgender, general, neutral, non-binary, agender, pangender, gender queer, two-spirit, third gender, all, none, or a combination, Shane, of those. You can identify as a combination of genders, and science and society will go right along with you. No problem. We love you no matter what you are, and we will respect your rights to call yourself whatever you want to, in spite of it more than likely being some kind of a mental disorder. And the mental consensus of the 20th century was that transgender and gender incongruent individuals suffered a mental health disorder termed gender identity disorder. And science has identified it, but we're not going to accept science, of course. Of course, these people aren't mentally ill. They're just, they're just who they are.
They're just on it. They've come to a fork, so to speak, in the road.
Yeah.
And they've decided, I would rather go left, than stay right. Because the fact is, you are what you are. You can try and redefine it, I guess. I think that's fair. You can try and change it with science now. You can do that. That's fair. You can enhance it. You can enhance your body and to become more of the gender type you want to be.
Yeah.
But all these are choices you're given freely in the 21st century in the first world. As I said, you know, 7 billion people don't even care, don't even have, don't even think about, don't ask for, and don't want these choices. Mm-hmm. Because there's too many other choices of survival they face every day that they have to overcome.
Yeah.
But we only see it in our media, and the media only talks about it because guess what? The mainstream media in both our countries are made up of minorities, very small ones.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, if you got a loud enough vocal minority, you know, and the only reason you could be against them is because you're racist or a bigot or, you know, a homophobe or a xenophobe or a phobophobe, whatever phobe you are, they've got that arrow in their quiver, ready to shoot it at you. And so, you know,
well, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I know we're running out of time, so I want to get this in. We see this now in front of us and how it affects industry and how it affect in particular sports. So a week ago, a Boston, I believe, player commented about, you know, gays being in hockey. Mm-hmm. And boy, the media went right off the edge, right over the cliff.
Yeah.
Well, we dealt with this in the last 12 years that you and I've been together, incredibly, with other sports, from basketball to field hockey to football to tennis. I mean,
you
look at all the tennis players that have said, well, I'm gay. Yeah. Oh, okay. But, you know, there's only one occasion where a guy and a girl wanted to compete on the tennis court. And, boy, they made a big deal out of that. And it was it was a worldwide experience. And that was, like, what, 30 or 40 years ago?
Oh, at least, Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs toe-to-toe back in the day. Yeah, that was.
But they must have had a giggle sitting down with that whole thing.
Yeah, it was such a fiasco. But, it was like a train wreck. You can't look away, Well, gender identity was considered malleable and subject to external influences, and therein lies the issue, Shane, external influences. We become who we are in many ways. You know, in some cases, I can somewhat buy into the fact that you might be born gay because you're born with a susceptibility to being left-handed or right-handed. Some people have a natural art ability. They're able to
slow down.
At an early age whatever.
Everybody talks about all these studies that everyone does.
Yeah.
And they want to accept certain studies and they don't want to accept that. Mm-hmm. Now, 30 years ago, and they've been following this now for close to 40 years, Yale Medical School started a whole thing about identical twins, like identical twins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they found no road about being born gay. You know, it was like the big argument of how long can you stay in space before your DNA changes? Well, now they find it's 6 months, because they sent a twin up and had a twin down below. And they did their science and found out, after a couple of years, this isn't good. Mm-hmm. So the reason I'm making this part of what we're talking about is that science is only adaptable if people want to accept it. Mm-hmm. And again, this is where the whole thing about the society having to make a moral choice, because you can't make a scientific one, and you can't make an economic one, because all that's been legislated.
Mm-hmm.
So all the political issues of this and all the economic issues and the social issues and the, even your personal lifestyle now have guidelines. So you're stuck.
Yeah.
You be stuck with this baby.
that's our issue there. Well,
yes.
Yeah. The other thing we wanted to talk about real briefly here as we end up here, the Supreme Court is going to rule on school health club locker rooms and restrooms. And Shane, you have daughters. Would you be okay with males in the, you know, there was a gal, a 13-year-old girl went to a YMCA. She did her swim. She's showering and looks out, and there's a guy walking around naked in the locker room because he identifies as female. And she's freaking out. And she goes to, you know, the authorities or whatever, and they side with the guy. What is up with this?
Well, my daughter's went to school in West Vancouver, one of the greatest school districts in our country, probably in the world. Their middle school was Glen Eagles. And this is back in the, you know, the 80s. And incredibly, there was a teacher there, a second grade teacher, that acknowledged that he was gay. So it became a really issue, a big issue. Well, I was involved with the PTA, Parent Teachers Association.
Right, yeah.
And we dealt with this in a very positive way. He wasn't excommunicated or fired or anything. Mm-hmm. But the fact was is that he understood that he was a teacher of the world.
Yeah, not there to promote himself.
Right. He wasn't a teacher to teach about himself or his lifestyle.
Yeah.
And this becomes a personal choice these people have to make.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing today is that's all they care about, is teaching what they are. I want to expand this minority. I want to increase, you know, the people in my world. Well, these are the things that, as a parent, that you have to come to terms with. So at a very young age, in middle school, we had to have a conversation. You know, when I grew up, my grandparents called it a come to Jesus thing.
Yeah.
With my parents, you know, being alcoholics, it was called an intervention.
Yeah.
You know, today it's called, I sort of have to explain this to you.
I know.
You know, I have to explain the common sense of this to you.
Yeah.
So it's incredible that, you know, in three generations, I've seen how trying to assign an understanding to your children as they're growing up of what this is about so that they can deal with it. It's a very tough thing. I mean, my girls went through the 80s and 90s where the biggest problem at school was abuse, you know.
Yeah, bullying, yeah.
Girls abuse, bullying, and thank you, that's the word, bullying. And it was a big problem in both
the still is, high school. Especially with social media, and it's still a very big problem.
But I'm just telling you, I had to deal with it as a parent.
Yeah.
I had to go to parents and say, your daughter's abusing children and mine in particular. So you got to talk to her.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's not an easy thing to do as a parent.
No, it isn't.
But
no,
if I today went to some parent and said, your daughter is trying to convince my daughters that they're guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'd be arrested.
Yeah, you would. That's for sure. Yeah. Yeah, no question about that. Well, Shane, if we didn't have enough problems with black and white, rich and poor, tall and short, fat and thin, ugly starving. And beautiful, starving and well-fed, now we've got these 68 genders that have been foisted on us without our consent, and we're supposed to accept things that we know. I'm not going to start calling mountains trees because it hurts someone's feelings. You know, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry.
Well, the unfortunate thing is in the first world media, and this is everywhere in the billion people, you know, they run with this because it's misdirection. They don't want to talk about real problems. They don't want to talk about murder, starvation, and the list that you went through of the litany of what life is about on this planet for 7.5 billion people. They don't want to talk about any of that. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? 8 billion, 7 billion people don't have TVs and don't care.
That's absolutely true. So, hey, I want to remind you, the award-winning Tom and Shane, we're on live on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. You can hear us anywhere in the world. We're live at KMMSAM.com, KMMSAM.com. All you got to do is click listen now. There's nothing to join. No sign-up needed, no emails, no personal information of any kind. All you do is come in and listen. You can call us. You can text us. We are open to, we don't have call screeners, so you're going to get on if you call. So also our past shows, if you want to hear what we do on radio, they're also at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken over to where all of our radio and our YouTube and Facebook live videos are at. So if that's correct, that I ended that sentence with a preposition, I think, Shane. Oh, my
God. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
wait, was it a gender preposition?
Somebody's got to do it. Yeah. Hey, don't forget to subscribe. Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we're on, no matter what time zone you're in. And like us. Leave a comment. Let us know if you like this kind of programming. If you like this topic, if you want us to do more on this topic or another topic, by all means, let us know. And, of course, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And don't forget to subscribe, ring the bell, and like us. So that's where we find ourselves today. So I don't know, Shane, I don't know if we've solved any problems today, but I don't know.
We solve problems all the time. But well, I want to reach out to Linda and Bruce and ask them, you know, if they'd be kind enough to give us subjects they'd like us to talk about or topics they think would be interesting.
Yeah, you can reach us both on Facebook with messages.
Or on Thursday, you know, put up a message about a couple of things that you were thinking about over the last couple of days. We'll be happy
to talk about them.
Yeah, we would like very much to share what the loyal followers we have would like to talk about.
Yeah, we're guessing at what you want to hear. So, you know, that's our every week we have that challenge.
Well, that's right. We can't follow the science, so we guess.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because science worked up until, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
That's right.
Now it doesn't work anymore. I'm sorry.
Not anymore,
there's,
baby.
There's no such thing as science any longer. So, yeah, we're done with that. So, all right, thanks so much for watching. Hey, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment, and we will talk to you on the radio on Saturday, and we'll see you on our next podcast next Tuesday. Bye for now.